Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, January 31st, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Spotify published its platform rules outlining its policies on dangerous, deceptive, sensitive, and illegal content. These rules were previously used by Spotify internally, but not made public. Spotify said content violating its rules could be removed from Spotify, with repeated violations subject to suspension or removal from its service. The company will also work on adding a content advisory on podcast episodes discussing COVID-19. Apple now allows developers to publish unlisted apps on the App Store. These can be shared with private links and will not appear in search. This isn't meant to be a replacement for its test flight beta system, and there is no invite-only mechanism for unlisted apps. Developers can request to move published apps to unlisted. IDC reports Samsung retook the number one spot for smartphone shipments in 2021, with 20% market share globally after shipping 272 million phones during the year. Apple was number two with 235.7 million shipped phones. Xiaomi took third place with 191 million. Oppo was next with 133.5 million, and Vivo after that with 128.3 million. Overall, companies shipped 1.35 billion smartphones in 2021, a 5.7% increase over the previous year. But supply chain issues continue to plague the entire sector. Analysts at Gartner report that global chip sales rose 25% in 2021 to a record $583.5 billion. Analysts expect the continued chip shortage to grow the industry's revenue another 9% in 2022. The iOS App Store and Android markets operated by Tencent and Huawei no longer list the dating app Grindr in China. App researchers at KeyMind noted that the iOS version was removed on January 27th. It's unclear when Android apps were removed. Grindr users in China reported issues with the app over the past several weeks, often unable to send messages or add likes. Local LGBTQ dating apps remain available in the country. Peloton announced the Heart Rate Band, a $90 Bluetooth armband that uses optical heart rate sensors. The band has five LEDs to indicate what heart zone a user is training in, with integration with Peloton's home workout equipment, as well as third-party applications. The band is available now in the US, Canada, UK, Germany, and Australia. In its Q4 earnings report on February 2nd, Meta plans to break out results for its Reality Labs AR and VR hardware unit. In its Q3 earnings call, Meta said it expected Reality Labs investments to reduce our overall operating profit in 2021 by approximately $10 billion. Following reports last week that the Diem Association was looking to sell IP assets to return funds to investors, the Washington Post sources say teams working on Diem were notified the project would shut down. Roughly 50 people will remain on the project to help run an overseas pilot for the Novi crypto wallet. Meta will reportedly sell Diem's assets to Silvergate Capital for roughly $200 million. Meta paused new users from joining its CrowdTangle social media tracking tool, although new users can still be added to existing company accounts. Meta disbanded the CrowdTangle team last year, moving the tool under its new data and transparency team. The FCC announced over $1.2 billion in funding for its Rural Digital Opportunity Fund, which will be used to expand broadband services across 32 states. This will see 23 broadband companies providing service to over a million new areas. The FCC also introduced the Rural Broadband Accountability Plan, which will double the number of audits and verification of broadband deployments done since last year, with results made public. TechCrunch found FCC documents that show Joby Aviation is seeking permission to test its pre-production prototype vertical takeoff and landing aircraft over the San Francisco Bay near tourist spots. Joby told TechCrunch it's still securing permission and has no confirmed plans yet. The virtualization and cloud computing company Citrix announced it agreed to be taken private by Vista Equity Partners and Evergreen Coast Capital in a $16.5 billion deal. The private equity firms plan to combine Citrix with its 2014 acquisition of the analytics platform Tibco, offering this as a combined software as a service solution. YouTube Music began testing a recommended radios feature, which provides algorithmically generated playlists based on multiple influences rather than just a single song or artist. The app shows 10 recommended radios, which change on every feed refresh. Radio station names include either an artist name or a genre, followed by another description, like a specific decade or style. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that Apple will release an updated iMac Pro this year using similar chips to the M1 Pro and M1 Max. This would also have a similar design to the current M1 iMac, but with a larger screen. Analysts at DSCC reported late last year that Apple would launch a 27-inch mini LED iMac with ProMotion support in the spring. And finally, in a blog post, Microsoft distinguished designer Nando Costa said the company is still working on 3D emojis for Windows 11. In July, Microsoft said it would bring 3D emojis to the OS, with many of them offering animated options for products like Microsoft Teams. However, in October, senior program manager for Windows Insider, Brandon LeBlanc, said for Windows 11, we're using the 2D versions without providing a reason for the change. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.